I recently made a change moving Jay from his role of software development manager into a newly created unit focusing solely on testing. Jay seemed excited about that role, and he is moving into it probably 50% of the time. I still need him to do some of the software development work for the next 3 months. We recently had a conversation around Jay's transition. He came into my office. He was pretty frustrated trying to get his unit started. He was frustrated with HR that they were not moving as quickly as he wanted to fill his open positions. He was frustrated that he couldn't spend as much time as he wanted to developing the new testing processes and the new protocols. I thought I would share that conversation with you. I tried to give him some feedback and try to help him to move through that neutral zone into the new beginning.
Hi, Allison, did you have a couple of minutes?
Yeah, I do. What's up?
I just got off the phone with HR. I'm just really confused and frustrated with how things are moving ahead, trying to get this new test project online. It just seems like everybody's going in different directions, and I'm just not getting any support to try to organize and get things done.
And by not getting support, what do you mean? Because I see that you're frustrated. I want to know the details.
Well, you know, you and I thought were pretty clear on what we wanted to do and get things started. And, you know, we have to get the team together and mm-hmm. define the roles and HR and everything. And I've been trying to work with them, and they just seem like they're busy with other stuff, or they just don't seem to be listening to me in when I'm trying to tell them that what we need to do and how to get ads out there and start getting things going to hire people.
Yeah. Annette has said, and seeing that she's the VP, she said that there is a 3-month hold. So for sure, that is something that's kind of out of our control right now, that no new recs are going to go in for at least 3 months. And I can see that that would be really frustrating.
Yeah, it just seems, you know, I'm supposed to be trying to set this thing up, mm-hmm. and I just can't get anywhere.
Yep, I get it. Let's try to figure something out. So is there anything you can think of in the meantime until we can get those positions posted that would help you to get those new protocols written, get your unit going? What thoughts do you have on that?
Well, you know, I've been working some with Sherry's team, and they're about to do that product release, and you know, I have some ideas and I have some things I want to go ahead with, but especially with still trying to keep things going with my old job, I guess that's another frustration. You know, how can I wind that down? I need somebody to be able to hand it off to. But I just need at least one person with some project management experience. Somebody, you know, I just need a lieutenant, somebody who can take care of some of the details. Is stuff that I'm not really strong at, and I having someone that can do some basic coding and set things up that I can't do would really at least help get us started a little bit.
Yeah, I can see that. Is there someone you can think of on Sherry's team, or someone that you had in mind?
Well, like George is good, but I know he's everybody wants George. He's just good. He's mm-hmm. he's real solid at everything. You know, maybe he could, you know, mentor Susan or you know, something. You know, he'd be great. I don't know if we could get him or not.
Okay. Well, we can work on it. I can talk to Sherry about that to see if we can have him at least temporarily, at least until we can get those requisitions posted and get you some new staff. And I know in our last meeting, Sherry did mention that you are working probably 60% of the time on her staff. And our agreement was that you would not work any more than 50%. So I know that your time is being spent there a little bit more than what we had originally planned. I think it's worth it maybe for the three of us to sit down and talk about what it is that you're working on and see if she can take some of that work and offload it to somebody else. And then also, if maybe we can get George to help you out at least for that 3 months. Would that give you something at least to get a foothold, to get started?
Yeah, I mean, it just kind of feels like I'm supposed to be doing something and I'm running around in circles and nobody else is really listening or able to get things going. So if we could make sure Sherry knows what's going on, and if I could get at least, you know, a little bit of time with George to kind of help me structure things, then I have some focus and can kind of maybe start setting up some structure.
Great. Awesome. I'll take care of that, setting up that meeting with Sherry, and I'll invite you. I already have some time reserved with her next week, so I think is that soon enough for you think?
Sure. Whenever I can get it.
Awesome. Thanks, Jay.